Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. By the way, I love hearing from small business owners and employees. Let's talk about your business. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: restaurants move to accommodate the growing number of people dining by themselves, and six funding options for your small business idea. Those stories after this. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Geico could help you get great coverage at a great price, and it only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. In New York City restaurants, the Party of One is becoming a cause for celebration. OpenTable, the online reservation platform, said that bookings by solo diners at restaurants have skyrocketed recently, so much so that even those parties of one represent a very small slice of overall bookings. Some restaurants said that businesses from solo diners can now account for up to 10% of sales. It's a story by Wall Street Journal staff writer Charles Passy. Charles, give us some research.
Turns out in the city, solo dining is becoming much more of a thing. OpenTable, which, you know, is the big reservation platform, says that reservations by solo diners have increased 80% in the last 5 years. They also say that there's even a spike of reservations on Valentine's Day itself for people dining by themselves. So a bit of a surprise, I would say.
Wow. The junior psychologist in me says we've become a society of smartphone losers and we don't know how to socialize anymore. Is that part of this?
Well, you know, you could say that. I mean, you know, the funny thing is that restaurateurs say that they see it a bit of a different way. I mean, obviously, they welcome the business, but they say that, you know, the solo diner often is somebody who really appreciates the restaurant experience. They're there for the food. I mean, maybe some of the ambiance. They're not there to have a long conversation with their significant other. So, and I think, you know, I think to some degree, the foodie culture does really play into this. I mean, I'll speak personally. When I've traveled, I've gone to restaurants by myself, and in often cases, you know, sort of high-end restaurants that I really want to try because they have amazing food. I think a generation ago, people didn't do that.
I can see, I guess, yeah, if you're traveling. I just have this picture in my mind that we're sitting at home and then decide Saturday night to go out by ourselves. Or, you know, if you're single and going out by yourselves, it's just strange. But as you mentioned, some of these restaurants are even catering to these solo customers with specialty items, right?
Yeah, well, what they do is some of them offer perk. I spoke to one restaurant that will give you a glass of champagne. Another restaurant will give you basically a free appetizer. So they, you know, this is a business they are cultivating. You know, it is interesting, though, because in some cases, the solo diner cost the restaurant a certain bit because, you know, if they occupy a table that is essentially for two people, think about it, that's lost income if, in fact, the restaurant could fill up that table with two people at that time. So there is a little bit of a risk. Some people say that solo diners also, I spoke to one person in the hospitality industry who said that solo diners are kind of, can become good ambassadors for a restaurant. I thought that was an interesting way.
Thanks, Charles. Wall Street Journal reporter Charles Passy. Funding options for your small business after this. FMLA, FLSA, ACA, EEOC. It's harder than ever for businesses to keep up with today's evolving alphabet soup of regulations. What's a company to do? Kronos. With Kronos, you can minimize compliance risk and track HR policies, making sure they're applied consistently and fairly. HR, payroll, talent, and timekeeping in one unified system, all with a proven implementation approach and simplified, transparent pricing. Learn more at kronos.com/compliance. Kronos, workforce innovation that works. Are you worried that no one will lend you money for your small business idea? Steve Strauss in USA Today has a list of funding options. Six of his favorites. Number one, business plan competitions. They happen all over the country because cities and organizations want to encourage startups. Google business plan competition and the name of your city. See what comes up. Number two, factoring. Do you have accounts receivables that pay slowly? A company called a factor will buy them from you for a discount, of course, but still it's money today. Number three, microfinancing. Maybe you don't need six or seven figures in funding. Maybe you could use 10,000, maybe less. Maybe you don't qualify for much funding. Fear not. Microfinance is here to help. Other microfinance options include Grameen America and Axion. Number four, crowdfunding sites like Kickstarter. Number five, SBA loans. The Small Business Administration doesn't make loans, but it does guarantee certain ones. And six, traditional lending. Steve says, believe it or not, banks want to lend to you. Steve Strauss in USA Today. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, email me, gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.